Joining us now is Dr. Haley Ralph with OSF St. Luke Medical Center. We're going to talk about pregnancy and specifically about exercise in pregnancy. And Haley, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing, Sean?
Doing great, and thank you for your time. Let's talk about exercise and pregnancy. Obviously, there are so many variables when it comes to a pregnancy and a lot of questions that people have, but one of them is it safe to exercise in pregnancy?
So the short answer to that is yes. We actually have found a lot of information over the years that, I think there was this preconception notion that women shouldn't, basically not do anything vigorous activity to help keep this pregnancy safe, and that's actually untrue information. We found over the years that women who are physically active before their pregnancy or during their pregnancy tend to have better outcomes. It can have a lot of benefits. So yes, it is safe to exercise in pregnancy.
Good to hear. And obviously, every pregnancy is just a little bit different depending upon your body type or your overall health. But there's benefits to exercise in pregnancy regardless.
Yes, correct. So I can touch base on those benefits for you. So some of the benefits that have been shown have been that it decreases the risk of gestational diabetes. It can decrease the risk of having a C-section or an operative vaginal delivery, like with a vacuum or forceps. And it also can improve and reduce your postpartum recovery time.
Oh, that makes complete sense, because obviously exercise helps with your mental health.
Yes, exactly. We're always worried about our pregnant women, and especially in the postpartum period, there's higher risk for postpartum depression, postpartum anxiety. So exercising throughout pregnancy and even afterwards when it's a safe period to do so has been shown to reduce those risks of depression, anxiety as well.
Well, that's a wonderful benefit.
Yes, exactly.
Well, let's talk about some exercises that are safe for pregnant women.
Yes. Exercises that are considered to be safe and beneficial during pregnancy include walking, stationary cycling, aerobic exercises, dancing, some resistant exercises like using weights or elastic resistant bands, stretching exercises, yoga, hydrotherapy or water aerobics, all perfect, wonderful exercises to be doing during pregnancy.
And again, this is great information. I'm sure there's a lot of pregnant women out there who are not aware of the kinds of exercise that they're capable of when they're pregnant.
Yeah, I agree. I do get those questions quite a bit. Occasionally we even have some athletes that are used to, they are at baseline or marathon runners or they're elite athletes that's part of their job or part of their lifestyle, and they always have questions about whether they can continue that throughout their pregnancy.
Yeah, this might be a bit of an offbeat question, but oftentimes we've seen maybe in the media or just in popular culture, people, women encouraged to eat a lot or put on weight for pregnancy. Is it necessary to put on weight for pregnancy?
That's a great question, Sean. You do kind of hear that a lot. The old saying is that you're eating for two. And actually, that's not necessarily true. Most women, when I'm talking to them about it, saying that, just kind of a general, well-balanced, healthy diet is important during pregnancy. But a lot of the weight gain doesn't really need to be put on until usually in the end of the second trimester, third trimester. And so that really only includes having an additional snack per day. So that's probably only an extra 200 to 400 calories needed for the proper weight gain in pregnancy. So you don't technically have to eat a ton during your pregnancy, and it's still important to maintain a very healthy diet and healthy lifestyle.
Returning to the discussion then of exercise while pregnant, how often should somebody exercise while pregnant?
That's also a very good question. In general, American Heart Association and most of us physicians recommend doing at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic type of activity per week, and it should be kind of spread out through the week. So a lot of times I'm telling patients probably 30 to 60 minutes a day on most days of the week, which is probably at least 5 to 6 days a week.
Good information. Sorry, excuse me.
Sure.
Now, there are obviously we talked a little bit about some exercises that you would recommend for this, but what kind of exercise or activities might be best avoided during pregnancy?
Those type of activities are going to be things that could potentially be harmful to the pregnancy or the fetus itself. And that's going to be things like anything that could cause a contact activity or might be high risk of abdominal trauma. So some of those could be actually some contact type of sports. You know, you can imagine like if a high velocity baseball or softball were to hit the abdomen, that could cause trauma or bleeding sometimes in pregnancy. So we generally avoid activities like that. Also recommend avoiding things like scuba diving because it can put the pulmonary circulation of the fetus at risk, and you know, it just can cause some harms to the pregnancy. So those are the type of things we recommend to avoid in general.
And of course, that's an interesting question because it leads to a question about, you know, there have been athletes who've competed at very high levels while pregnant. And that's not something that a lot of people may know about.
No, exactly. And so you'll see this sometimes in the news, and it's actually pretty amazing to realize what women can do, and even during pregnancy. So one example is Serena Williams. She was actually pregnant during her when she won the Australian Open. And there are also some other Olympic athletes. For example, Kerry Walsh Jennings, she won her third gold medal at the 2012 London Olympics, and she was pregnant during that time. There was also a Canadian curler, Christy Moore, who won a silver medal during the 2010 Olympics when she was 5 months pregnant. So it's really cool to hear these stories and see how active women can be and they're competitors. I mean, it's amazing to see that they're winning while they're pregnant.
That is that's pretty fantastic. That's such great stories. And I know this is a bit off the topic, but there's actually a professional wrestler who competed for a little while before she had to step away. And it's just amazing things that the body can do during these times of pregnancy.
Yeah, it is very amazing.
Well, Haley Ralph, thank you so much for your time, and thank you so much for this unique insight.
You're very welcome. Happy to hear from you, Sean. I hope you have a great day and stay healthy.